Now, tell us a little bit about how Bondi Beach has become more accessible.
Okay, well, this is obviously a really important project because at Waverley we firmly believe that the beach should be accessible and inclusive. And we've actually been supported in this, as you say, by the Bondi Surf Bathers Life Saving Club, who obtained grants and donations as well as to the tune of $25,000. So they've put in a fair amount of money, and Surf Life Saving New South Wales contributed $100,000, so they've helped us quite significantly. But the funding and the work that we've put into it has actually helped fund some of the new ramp, a new kids' beach wheelchair, a Moby floating beach chair, additional beach matting, and new self-serve lockers for beach wheelchairs where people can also store their own wheelchair, better storage. And we've also added some new accessible shower and toilets at North Bondi. So all of that has gone to supplement what we've already done. I mean, we've always had accessible ramps at North Bondi for a number of years, but this new ramp is wider and more user-friendly.
It's so encouraging and fantastic to see the community get behind this with, you know, mm-hmm. the grants and the donations adding up to $25,000 with the bathers over there, and it's incredible work.
Yeah. I mean, I really have to do a shout-out to the Bondi Surf Bathers Life Saving Club because they're very, very community-minded, as obviously all our surf clubs are, but during the bushfires this January, they coordinated an amazing number of donations for the communities on the South Coast.
Oh, so, beautiful.
You know, they're really a really fabulous group of people there.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned that one of the new accessible features are those beach wheelchairs. Can you tell us a little mm-hmm. bit about how those work?
They're actually beach wheelchairs that have actually got a sort of a fairly wide base that allows you to actually go onto the sand.
Oh, fantastic.
With the matting. So that way then people aren't just limited to the concrete path, but you can actually go onto the beach with these. And then with the Moby floating beach chair, you can actually go into the water. And
fabulous.
We know that there are parts of Bondi that are actually quite calm because, you know, you've got to be careful. So what we've actually got is that we've put them at the northern end of the beach, which is the calmer end, and that way we've actually got mobility parking close by, which is just up from the Bondi Surf Club, and the 333 bendy bus from Circular Quay to North Bondi, which is also an accessible bus, stops at North Bondi, right opposite the amenities block.
Oh,
so as you can see, we've done the best we possibly can to ensure that it's accessible and as inclusive as possible.
Absolutely. Then everyone can head on down to the flags and have a mm-hmm. have a good day. I understand there's a bit of a Bondi Beach party today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the launch today, starting at 11 o'clock, so I'm encouraging people to go down there. We're going to have music, there's a barbecue, there'll be lots of watermelon to eat, there'll be face painting, and if you want to have a look at what our beach wheelchairs look like, come down and you can actually test them out.
Oh, fantastic.
And sit down the whole family.
Oh, cool. How has Waverley Council, I should say, got their eyes on any other public spaces to make more accessible at the moment?
Well, we do actually have an inclusive strategy, an accessible strategy, so this is part of a staged approach, and we're always looking at how we can actually improve things. And so we've actually, this is all part of our Access Bondi, which is an initiative identified as a priority project in our regional disability inclusion framework and part of our action plan. So we also have an Access Committee chaired by Deputy Mayor Elaine Keenan. And so we're always looking at how we can actually improve things. And, you know, there have been a number of things like the accessible path that we put in up at Marks Park, for example, that people can see the sculptures more easily.
Mm. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're always looking at how we can make things more accessible. I mean, even at Bronte Beach, we've just finished the village upgrade there, and we've made the path down into the park accessible and wheelchair compliant. So, you know, it's certainly something that's always top of mind in what we do.
It's wonderful because Bondi and Tamarama and Bronte and all these beautiful beaches in Waverley Council are not only, you know, gorgeous for locals, but they're such huge tourist destinations as well. The more accessible we make them, the more accessible we make them for all of the beautiful visitors to our city.
And it's not just people in wheelchairs. I mean, if people have got a disability in some other way, I mean, like at the moment I'm waiting for two new knees and so I'm on a walking stick. And so these accessible pathways certainly help people like me who aren't as fit as we were, but also people with mothers and fathers with babies in prams.
I mean, of course, yeah.
Accessibility is open to everybody. So it's all about inclusion.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a fantastic project. Good luck at the launch today. Hope you have a good one. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you very much, Jess.
Good luck with the knees as well.
Oh, thank you.